It's Sunday, it's 6 o'clock, you're listening to URN, and that can only mean one thing. It's showtime.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes, you are listening to Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. I'm Ella, and in the next couple of hours, I'll be taking you through the best and brightest from the world of musical theatre. I'm as ever joined by PR Abby, so cool because she will be live tweeting the entire show. So find us at Showtime URN for extra gossip and behind the scenes exclusives. Whether you're a veteran of the genre or brand new to the musical theatre stage, this is the show for you. We've got everything and anything coming up tonight with some classic Broadway belters and even some songs you didn't know were from musicals. There'll be rock, pop, hip hop and gospel, and even some Gaelic acoustic folk from recent Broadway hit Come From Away. All that and more coming up later, but for now, this is the one, the only, All That Jazz.
Come on, baby. Why don't we paint the town?
Actually, we've just had a request in from Harry who says, "Hey guys, Carousel is one of my all-time favourite shows. Any chance you could play it for me?" Well, Harry, we most certainly can. From the 1993 London cast recording of Carousel, this is Blow High, Blow Low.
Blow high, blow low. Away then we will go. Yeah.
Blow high, blow low from Carousel. Excellent request there, Harry. And for fans of Carousel, you'll be pleased to know that you can soon catch it back in the West End for a limited run at the London Coliseum from the 7th of April to the 31st of May. Starring, I'm very excited about this, none other than Alfie Beau.
Hey.
Oh, love him. We've addressed this on the show, yeah. But he's just adorable.
Yes. He does just look like he'd give really good hugs.
Yes, he does. I never thought of it that way. He does. You haven't yet seen him.
I thought you were saying, if you've not yet hugged him. I was like, please do not go out and harass Alfie Beau.
Or do. It's a free country.
We're all so small.
Rachel Bay Jones with So Big, So Small from Dear Evan Hansen. It's a really beautiful song.
Makes me want to cry every time I hear
yes,
it.
Yes, it does indeed. So we're going to move straight on.
Before we burst into tears.
Because of Rachel Bay Jones' performance in that song and the singer that we're about to hear called Jen Colella, I think the category I am most excited about at the Tony Awards is Best Featured Actress. There's Kate Baldwin, nominated for Hello Dolly, Stephanie J. Block from Falsettos, Mary Beth Pale from Anastasia, and then obviously Rachel Bay Jones. And my woman of the hour, Jen Colella. I love her to bits. I genuinely think it's a two-horse race between Rachel Bay Jones and Jen Colella, and I have no idea who is going to win or who I want to win because I love them both and I think they're great. Now, Jen Colella plays Captain Beverly Bass in David Hein and Irene Sankoff's Come From Away, a musical about the 7,000 passengers from 38 planes stranded in Gander in Newfoundland in the aftermath of 9/11. As well as Best Featured Actress, Come From Away is up for Best Musical, Best Book, Best Original Score, Lighting Design, Direction and Choreography. And I simply couldn't mention this musical without playing what maybe my song of the year so far. This is Jen Colella, hashtag love her times like 1,000 with Me and the Sky.
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid.
Absolutely beautiful. That was, of course, Catherine Jenkins with J'avais rêvé, Do Not Rêve from Les Miserables. Not quite as good as Louise Peacher, who sang it in Paris. But
it's pretty good.
Okay, like slightly too operatic for me. It's a really good version, but I don't know how it's going to work in the West End. Although Alfie Beau is also classically trained. Let's move on.
Ella has realised that she is clawing her way into a pit very slowly. So she's like, you know what? Let's just forget about it.
I just like Louise Peacher. She's great.
You're allowed to.
Canadian actress, played Fontaine in the 1991 Paris revival of Les Mis. Sang I Dreamed a Dream in French, obviously. Tends to happen in France. Also famous for originating the role of Donna Sheridan on Broadway in Mamma Mia.
There you go.
Tony nominated 2002. I know facts.
That is a lot of knowledge you have about this. Oh. Louise Peacher.
She's wonderful. Eurovision was on yesterday, which means that tonight it is our Eurovision special, where we pick musicals that correspond to countries around Europe and have our own little competition with you, yes, you at home, sending in your vote and picking the winner who will open next week's show. So let the competition begin. It's time for Eurovision 2017. Abby and I have cast our votes already, so it's time for us to go live to our callers and see what they have to say.
Okay, in fifth place, my 1 point goes to Russia.
The votes are in, they have been counted and independently verified. I can now announce that in last place, it's Germany with only 4 points. I'm joined in the studio by the University of Nottingham's very own Musicality, here to talk about their upcoming show, Fame the Musical.
My name is Jacob Lloyd, and I'm playing Shlomo Metzenbaum.
That's a great name.
It's a great name. What, which one, Shlomo or Jacob?
Well, I was thinking Shlomo, but Jacob is one as well.
That's totally offensive.
Now, with an exclusive performance from the Medics musical from Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance, this is Modern Major General.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal...
Yesterday, I was lucky enough to be invited to the rehearsals of Chaod's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Here's what happened.
That was the cast of Chaod's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Catch it in Lincoln from the 26th to the 5th of November. If you want more information, go to chaods.co.uk or go on the URN Showtime Facebook page, URN Showtime, or on Twitter, Showtime URN. Everyone has been going on about the Hamilton mixtape.
I personally really like it. I've got a few problems with a few of the songs I'm not a huge fan of.
Yes, we were just discussing Jimmy Fallon's version of You'll Be Back. Now, You'll Be Back, we play it on this show all the time.
We do love it.
It's such a good song. It's King George III's breakup song.
And very Britpop as well.
It's a brilliant, brilliant song. I love Jimmy Fallon, but he just doesn't do it justice
no,
at
I
all.
I think we would do better.
Oh, maybe. We'll take you that, Jimmy Fallon. We see you and we raise you Showtime's version.
Cos when push comes to shove, we'll be back on air again next year to remind you of our love.
For Christian Ball, in leather, obviously.
Nathan Lane.
Emma Williams.
Nathan Lane again.
Alfie Bowe.
Maybe more Nathan Lane.
Michael Ball.
Have we mentioned Nathan Lane?
Literally all of Million Dollar Quartet.
I feel we haven't mentioned Nathan Lane enough.
Just about, well, everybody.
Da 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 da.